Torah 30 Zion, Part Zion. Again and again, talking about those important souls. Very, very, very important souls. 37, Part 7. So Rabbeinu is saying, fifth line, Nimtza. Now we can understand, Shebnei Ame Haaretz, that the children of the Ame Haaretzot, ignorant people, Hem Nefashot Yekarot, they're precious souls. Clearer than that, you cannot receive. Ela Shehem Katziporim Achuzot Bapach, just that they are like birds that's trapped in a cage, in a trap. Me'ain anu yod'im hadar tifartam. How can we learn to know the glory, the beauty of their of the hadar, the beauty of their glory? Ela just by al yedei toratam, by their Torah. כשאנו רואים שהם תלמידי חכמים, that when we see that they are תלמידי חכמים. If you see someone that is a תלמיד חכם, and you ask him, who is your father? The chief rabbi. Ah, okay. Obvious. But if you see someone that is a תלמיד חכם, he's got tons of Torah. Where you learn that Torah? Oh, Hashem, put my effort on that Torah. I dragged it somehow. I carved it somehow. I was sweating for it, so... That's Torah that's important. You cannot argue with Torah like that. A real Torah that comes out of effort. It's not an inherit from your ancestors, from your father. No one taught you. You learned it by yourself. And the main chokmah, sorry to disappoint you, it's the wisdom of the streets, the chokmat rechov, the wisdom of life. That you know how to make Kiddush Hashem in every step that you make in the world. This is the main chokmah, this is the main wisdom, that you know how to make every person that meets you happy. That's wisdom. That you know how to answer questions of people. That's wisdom. That you know how to behave, you know how to act, you know how to smile, you know how to live. This is it. Someone, Rav Aaron Stern, told me amazing Rashi Tevot, first letters of the name Bezalel. We know in Bezalel, that Bezalel, he had the wisdom that was even more than the wisdom of Moshe Rabbeinu. Things that were hard to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bezalel, Ben Uri, he knew how to do them, how to make them. So, Rav Aaron Stern, the son of Rav Alter, David Chaim Stern, told me that Bezalel is the first letters of the words, B'chaim tzarich lada'at ech L'chiyot, something like that, L'istader. L'chayech. In life, you need to know how to live, how to behave, how to smile, how to survive. This is the wisdom of Bezalel. In life, you need to know how to take care of yourself, how to smile, how to talk to people. It's a wisdom. En chacham kebal nisayon. And the wisdom is coming out of your experience that you have in life. If you knew how to take the right conclusions from every situation that you went through in life. Because all of the downs, all of the despairs, all of the sadnesses that you went through in your life, they are something that Hashem Yitbarach put in your life for a reason. Hashem Yitbarach, he knows exactly. Me on Friday, I had a very hard time. Mamash, it was impossible to hold it, but what can you do? There's nothing that you can do. You just need to accept it and to take it and to drag yourself with that suffering. And I was so close to despair that I felt mamash about to give up. But it's not that you have something to do, so you just keep on dragging yourself. And then I realized that the verse is saying, Sheva yipol tzadik vekam. A righteous man is falling seven times and is standing up. The greatness of the tzaddik is that he's standing up from his fallings. Everyone are falling. Every single one are falling. Everyone are falling. No one can stand up. And tzaddik, ba'aretz asher yaseh tov velo yechta. There is no righteous man that can stand up in life, in the world, and not to sin. It's not happening. The Torah is revealing to us the mistakes of Abraham, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov, of everyone, of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he failed five times in anger. What can you say?
Moshe Rabbeinu failed 5 times. The Torah is revealing, the Torah is rebuking each and every one of us. Even Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev, when his son passed away, he said, Hashem ata tzadik al kol haba alai, emet asita v'ani irshati. You're righteous on everything that you brought on me. You're righteous and I sinned. This is it. I sinned something. If not, any surim belavon. You cannot argue with the fact that your suffering are coming from a certain sin. So if you suffer, this is it. No more complaints on Hashem. No more complaints on Hashem. Accept it. I have something that I need to fix. The biggest thing of them all is the gift of tshuva. The Borei Olam gave us a gift. It's not a mitzvah. It's not an obligation. It's not something you need to do. It's a gift. It's for you. It's a present. It's the most amazing thing that you can have in your life, that you have a solution you can fix. This is it. And Rabbeinu said, you cannot do tshuva. But Rabbeinu said also, but I'm doing tshuva for you. So now you have so much help. You have so much help. You have someone that is leading the camp. Someone that is walking in front of us and opening the path for each and every one of us. And he already took on himself everything that we're not able to suffer. He already took it on himself. Rabbeinu said that he was suffering in this world, suffering like those that if he would bite a stick or a piece of wood, he would break it with his teeth. From the suffering that he had, he was every moment like that, suffering. And he said, I can stop that suffering on the spot if I want. But I'm taking it for you. He took on himself everything that you're not able to complete. And now, everything that you have in your life, those are things that you're able to deal with. Even if it looks so hard, what you need to do, you just need to hold on. Hold on. Rav Berland once gave a shiur, he made a class, something amazing. A friend of mine from the yeshiva, I heard that story a long time ago. Yesterday in Shabbos, a friend from the yeshiva told me that he heard that class. He was in that class, that Rav Berland gave that class 15 years ago. And Rav Berland screamed at class. He said, I'm asking from all of you, only one thing. Do only one thing. So people are waiting and waiting. He said, one request I have for every one of you. One request. Everyone, yes, what? Whatever you're going to say. He said, don't kill yourself. Don't commit suicide. Al-tit-abdu. Just don't kill yourself. You don't know who you are. You think, I need to complete the Shas. Maybe you completed the Shas 20 times before already in your past life, in your different lifetime. You don't know. You feel like you lack of Torah. Maybe you lack of something else. Ask your wife, do I lack of Torah? Torah, it's if I'm going to bring more Torah. She going to be happy? Ask yourself. If I'm going to bring more pages of Gemara, it's going to make her happy? Your wife, she's your mirror. If Hashem is happy with you, Birtzot Hashem Darkeish, when Hashem is happy with your path, with your way that you're walking, Gam Oivav Yashlim Imo. Also, the enemy is going to complete with him, going to make peace with him. Who is those enemies? The Gemara is saying, it's his wife. When Hashem is happy with you, Shechina is between you. You have peace between you. Your wife, she is the mirror to your life. What it means to your life? To how much Hashem is happy with you. If Hashem is happy, your wife, she's smiling. If Hashem has something to tell you, you don't have the merit to receive prophecy, nevuah, that you're going to see the voice, you'll hear a voice of Hashem, you're going to see the voices. You're not in that level, even very, very far from that level. Hashem made a speaker just for you. Mashu, homemade, exactly for you, just for you, exactly, that can speak to you in a language that you can understand. If you need to hear whispers, she can whisper. If you need to hear things in a strict way, she can be very precise and strict. If you're not hearing nothing, she can scream. Don't worry, she's got that ability. She can go to decibelim. How you say decibelim?
Highest decibels?
That you can imagine. Things that even dogs cannot hear. Something wild. Everything Hashem can do with her. And she's here only for you. Just to hand you the information that you need to receive from Hashem. So now she's your mirror. When Hashem is happy with you, she's going to smile to you. If you have issues in Shalom Bayit, Hashem is talking to you. Hashem Himself is talking to you. Hashem is talking to you et asher yoav Hashem yochiach. Because that He loves you, He rebukes you. And He brings you to those places that you're going to do tshuva. And the tshuva that needed, that Hashem asked from you to do tshuva, is not something in the heights. It's not something that is hard. לא בשמיים, it's not in heaven, ולא מעבר לים, and not across the sea. כי אם בפיך ובלבבך לעשותו, just in your mouth and in your heart, not in Rav Shalom's mouth and Rav Berland's heart, in your mouth, with your ability to pray, with your heart, even if it's not so pure, even if it's still contaminated, full with lust and desires, the heart that you have, from that heart Hashem is asking, give me your heart. תנו לבכם אליי. Give me your heart. רבנו said, תנו לבכם אליי והוליך אתכם בדרך חדשה. Give me your heart and I'm going to lead you in a new path, in a new way. You're going to see that. If you just give your heart. Your heart means that whatever you have to give, you give. Whatever you have. If you have 10 shekels, give 10 shekels. If you have 1 hour, give 1 hour. If you have few hours, give few hours. If you have amazing ideas, give them. You have abilities, you have talents. Like Rav Shalom said, if a person got a talent, he is not allowed to sit in yeshiva and to waste all of the hours in yeshiva learning Torah. You received a gift from Hashem Yitbarach. Rav Shalom said those words. You have a talent to do things, to bring people closer to Hashem Yitbarach, and you're going to waste that talent in sitting and learning Torah in Beit Midrash, Rav Shalom said. We're saying it now in Beit Midrash with open books. Hashem gave you ability to save lives, and you're going to sit and learn? If you haven't, Rav Shalom said, if you haven't received that talent from Hashem Yitbarach, so what can you do? So sit and learn all day long. This is what Rav Shalom said. I'm going to say it again and again that you're going to accept it. If you heard me saying that, okay, he took drugs when he was young, so okay, you can understand it. But Rav Shalom, he didn't take drugs, he didn't. He never smoked a cigarette, Baruch Hashem. He is a Baal Tshuva, but he haven't took drugs. He done other things. Drugs he never smoked, Baruch Hashem. So he's got a clean mind, okay? So Rav Shalom said, if you have a talent, you're not allowed to waste your time sitting in Beit Midrash and learning Torah all day. Against that opinion that saying that for that we've been created to sit and learn in Beit Midrash all day. Also that Shita is only, you're allowed to say that Shita when your eyes are open, when you see around you that people are not dying, that people are not drowning, that people are not suffering. But when still people are suffering, and it can be your wife, that you're not sensitive enough to understand that she is drowning, in your tshuva process, your wife can drown. You decided to be a Talmid Chacham, you decided to bring yourself to Beit HaMidrash to sit and learn all day long, and this is it, and mamash, you're listening to your rabbi that tells you all day long to sit and learn Torah. The wife, she's drowning. She has to buy sunglasses, she has to go for shopping. She can be afraid to go shopping. She can be afraid to go and buy for herself a dress. She can be feel so not belong here in Eretz Israel, and she's afraid to go, and she doesn't feel, and she's all alone, and she used to go with her friends, with her mother, and now she's all alone here. And you say to her, what's your problem? What's the problem? You just need to go to the supermarket to buy, just that the train is so easy. And you don't understand. Why you don't understand? Like we talked back then on shopping. You're going to shopping with your brain, with your mind. She's going to shopping with her heart. It's a different way of thinking. This is why for you it's so easy to go on the train and to drive 2 stops in the train and to go down and to make shopping, to go up back on the train. It's so easy. With your brain it's easy. But the heart, yours, is not working, disabled, so you cannot feel all of her fears and all of her anxieties and all of her sadness and all of her doubts and all of the questions that wakes up in her heart every moment, every step, every station, to buy the ticket, not to buy the ticket, to pay like this, to pay not. All of those thoughts that she's got in her mind, in her heart, you're not connected to it. Why? Because you have all of your lusts, all of your desires, and heart is contaminated. You cannot feel her. And then what's happened? You start to rebuke her. And you have things to tell her, and you try to educate her, and to tell her, listen, but it's so easy. And you start to preach, and she cannot accept it. She doesn't have the ability. And the one that was supposed to support her and to be there for her start to be the stick that educates her and punishing her and rebukes her. And you break her spirit a lot more. And then she wants to go back to her mother. She cannot stand the life here. And people can lose their wives because of they don't bring the heart. You need to bring your heart to the house. You need to bring your heart to the family.
You need to, and if you see that you cannot do it, that it's hard for you, so on that you need to pray. You have that gift of 1 hour Itbodedut a day. In that 1 hour Itbodedut, you need to pray on the most important things that you have in your life. If you see that you're not communicating with your wife, that you don't understand your wife, that she can scream and you don't understand what she's saying, that she can talk, she tells you, I told you that thing for thousands of times and you didn't listen, so something is wrong with me. I never heard it even. I don't know what she's talking about. So, even more so, you need to think about what's going on. How can it be? Really? You talked about it? I never heard it. You cannot say it to her. You need to do tshuva. You need to go and to make investigations on yourself. What's going on with me? What am I hearing inside of my head that I cannot hear her? How can it be that a person is talking to me for hours on a subject and it never even crossed my mind that she's suffering so much? What's going on? A Baal Tshuva, it's not a person with a kippah, it's not a person with tzitzit, it's not a person that learns Torah all day. A Baal Tshuva, it's a person that do tshuva every day, as much as you can. What can you do? What a Baal Tshuva can do? He can confess. You just need to confess. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo ba bitruni em b'yotav. He is not complaining, he is not arguing, he doesn't have no complaints on the level of your tshuva. If you're not doing tshuva like Rav Shalom, it's okay for Hashem. Hashem is not expecting you to do tshuva in the heights. Hashem said, Beficha uvilvavcha, with your mouth, with your heart. Hashem wants to hear your truth. Even if your truth is so low and so basic and so confused yet, so confused, that is your truth, Hashem is there. Because the seal of Hashem Yitzbarach, the chotamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emet, is truth. And when you say words of truth, Hashem is there. And Hashem going to illuminate the darkness that you're stuck at. But if you're going to lie, and going to ignore from your real condition, and going to try to imagine to yourself that you're holding in higher levels, you will never going to illuminate the depths. Your darknesses. Like we said, in a place that Baalei Teshuva are standing, standing means praying, even righteous people cannot stand, means cannot pray. Why? Because they're not there. A Baalei Teshuva fell to places that Tzadikim are not there. Tzadikim cannot confess on murders. Tzadikim cannot confess on horrible things. On Nida, on Goyot, on stealing properties from people, I don't know what, crazy wild things. On beating each other. I remember myself when we were 15. I remember that. I'm doing tshuva in public now. I remember myself. Me and friends, we were going. We were 15 years old. We were drinking like crazy people. 15 years old. Going in at night in the streets looking for someone to hit him. I'm sorry. I confess. I'm apologizing. We were crazy. We saw, I don't know how to say it in English, the Tapuz Zamechani. I call that crazy, sick movie.
Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange. We saw that wild, crazy, sick film, and we thought that this is our job in life. We need to go and to punch people in the streets. We were drinking vodka and orange juice, and we were looking for people to beat them up in the streets. Why? Because it was our Yetzirah. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing. I didn't want to do something like that. Never in my life. But I was in hell. And in hell, you act like you're in hell. Today, let me argue with the person. I'm running, I'm starting to cry. Someone is talking to me in loud, screaming at me. I'm starting to cry on the spot. Immediately, I feel wrong and I'm doing tshuva and I'm apologizing to the most wicked person in the world. I'm going to apologize to him. I'm never going to fight with a person. Today, I'm scared to talk. But back then, when I was 15 years old, I didn't have nothing in my box, only alcohol. Only drugs, only nonsense, only violence, angers. My parents been divorced 1 year before and I was wild. I was crazy. So what a Baal Teshuva can do, except to confess. Take all of that mess that you have in your life, drag it in front of Hashem Yitzbarach and say, Hashem, I'm sorry. On things like that, no righteous person can do tshuva. Rav Shalom can confess on that. I remember a friend of mine, whoops, what's going on, Obi? You lost your stability?
The mic got into it.
My.
Hashem forgiving you, Rabbi. The mic fell.
You gotta put it down, though. It's gonna be free.
No. The mic collapsed.
You can't take it. You gotta.
Maybe we'll change his name to Michael. זה לך החלפת שם to Michael.
Poor kitty.
Michael, בעזרת השם, we're talking to you, everything is good. Michael is a star Israel. The minister of Am Israel is the angel Michael. We're talking to you, Michael. מלאך, the angel, שלום עליכם. Talking to you, little angel, everything is good. A righteous man, I remember a friend of mine, he was doing massage to Rav Shalom maybe 5-6 years ago, and one time he asked Rav Shalom, he told him, Rav, can I tell you something? And Rav Shalom told him yes. So he told him, I want to confess in front of you, I want to tell, to share with you something from my past, from my youth. After the army, he was a soldier in Golani, and after it he went to India, to the Far East. So Rav Shalom told him, yes, no problems, you can talk. Rav Shalom thought that he's able to accept it. That poor guy started to talk with Rav Shalom on the parties that he was involved in and things that he were in. And when he started to explain on the 3 months that he was in the rainbow cult, he felt like Rav Shalom. And so he asked Rav Shalom, he said, Rav, you want me to stop? Was it enough for you? The tzaddikim cannot handle those informations. They don't have the skin of an elephant that we have. People are coming to me and telling me and confessing to me on their past and things that they went through in life. All right. Okay, mamash. Wow. Shar koach, mamash. You scared me. People are coming, Arav, you don't know, I sinned. And oh, come on, what have you done? No, oh, I've been with a Goya. I made Pgama Brit. You don't know, Arav, I was screaming at my wife yesterday. Wow, what are we going to do with you? What happened? Do tshuva, move on in your life. What you need to do? You need to say, Hashem, I'm sorry. This is it. This is it. What you need to say? Father in heaven, I sinned. I made a mistake. I'm apologizing. It wasn't my intention. I regret. I'm sorry. Please help me not to fall to those traps again. I never planned to do something so bad, so mean. I don't know where that all of that anger just explode out from me. I don't know how it came, how I came to that sin. I'm sorry. I was screaming. I was fighting. I was arguing. I was lying. I was stealing. Hashem, I'm sorry. That's it. Open Shulchan Aruch. Open Rambam Hilchot Teshuvah. This is what they're claiming. This is what they ask you to do. So what's your problem? You just don't believe in that it's really a solution for you. If you would understand the gift that Hashem gave you, the ability to do tshuva according to your abilities, to your powers, no one is asking you to pray with a different heart. Kodesh Baruch Hu Libabai, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants your heart. Your heart. Your heart. If you're going to confess with my heart, you cannot do it. How can Hashem ask you to do tshuva with my heart? With someone else's heart? He cannot. It's not an option. Which tshuva you need to say? Can I come to your place to do tshuva for you? You need to do tshuva. You need to bond yourself to righteous people, to understand that those righteous people are opening the path of tshuva for you, and to start opening your mouth and talk. And this is it. And if you've done that, you're clean. You need to believe in that. And the most simple tshuva that you're going to do, the simplest confession that you're going to make in front of Hashem, Yitbarach, going to purify you in a way that you can never imagine. But it's going to take time to feel the results. So you need to start to have daily confession, daily confession, daily confession in front of Hashem. Every day to judge yourself. Generally, somehow,
on the day, from yesterday's Itbodedut until today. And Rav Shalom said, a person that's going to try to do today tshuva on his past, will not going to do tshuva on the past, and will not going to do tshuva on today, on the present. Why? Because he's going to fall so down, so deep to his sadness, to the frustration, that he will not going to be able to climb back. Start doing tshuva on all of your past, on all of your girlfriends, and all of your Shabbos you were violating, and all of the sins, and all of the horrible things that you've done, eating in Yom Kippur, and I don't know what, everything. So, before you, the will to do tshuva, and the memory of all of the sins, of all of the darkness, can make a person collapse, can fall down under the weight of the avonot. So what you need to do, Rav Shalom said, do tshuva on today. Do tshuva on yesterday, from yesterday until today, that's your tshuva. On that you can confess. It will not going to be too hard. And with the time, another day and another day, going to bring you to the ability to do tshuva also on your past. If you're going to try to dig and to find, to understand, it can be too heavy for you. It can be too heavy. This is why we're starting. Every day another step in tshuva. Another day in tshuva. Thank you Hashem on Shachrit. And I'm sorry that I wasn't doing it right. And please help me to do it better tomorrow. This is your tshuva level. It's super great. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's purifying you. And if a person is not doing even that tshuva, his place is horrible. Even if his Shachrit was amazing. Because there is no Shachrit that you can pray without doing tshuva on it. Because even an angel cannot serve Hashem Yitbarach in a perfect way. So to do tshuva, everyone are obligated. Everyone are obligated to do tshuva. Because even according to your level, that you're righteous, and you're a Talmid Chacham, you need to do tshuva that you haven't served Hashem Yitbarach properly. You were serving Him. You were doing amazing things for Him. Still. And that's called tshuva me'ahava, tshuva out of love. Tshuva that you do no matter what. Not only when you feel bad, only when you sinned, only when you failed. Also, when you have the cleanest day of them all, Rosh Hashanah, you went to the mikveh, you went made 1 hour itbodedut, you made confession, you prayed long ma'ariv, mincha, ma'ariv, everything wonderful, seuda, you weren't talking at all, you went to sleep, in the morning you woke up early, you went to the mikveh, you prayed long, long, long shachrit, long, long musaf, you made 1 hour itbodedut, now you're about to go to make mincha, you haven't spoke with no one, everything is beautiful, no women in the streets, you're regarding your eyes, you're wrapped with your talit, everything is beautiful. Rabbeinu said you need to do tshuva on that day. And then you say, Borei Olam, I'm sorry, maybe I wasn't dipping like I should, maybe I wasn't aiming my heart like I was supposed to, thank you for mikveh. And shachrit, it was wonderful, thank you Hashem, inspiring, please, let me pray next year or tomorrow in the second day even better, thank you Hashem. That's tshuva out of love. That is the level of tshuva me'ahava. That you do the tshuva not because you're afraid to sin, because you love Hashem. Because you count Hashem in your life. Because Hashem is important to you and you want to serve Him better and better. And you want to do things in a greater way, in the most wonderful way of them all. And you say to Hashem, for sure that I'm not clean enough. For sure that I can be cleaner. For sure that I can make you happier and happier. And I want that. And I'm confessing and I'm getting closer to you. That's a level of Baalei Tshuva. That's the level of this generation. You can come from the depths and achieve the heights. Each and every one of us, like Rabbeinu is saying here. Special souls, just they're like birds that are trapped in a trap. This is it. Thank you.